If your property is in what's called a tougher marketplace where the ratio of buyers and sellers is a little out of whack, it is not the definition of a seller's market. If you have an interest, it's only a quarter of a percent difference on the listing side. The program Boost is a extended marketing program. Again, our normal listing program is 1% plus the 2.7 to the other agent, so it's 3.7, 2.25 if we find the buyer. It's one of those three scenarios. But if your property is in a what I call it possibly a buyer's market or imbalance of some sort, on occasion it's going to take us a few more hours. And the Boost program is designed to accelerate the marketing to try to locate the buyer and or another agent. The thing is, why would you apply the Boost? Again, when the numbers don't line up, you can listen to these audios and you can hear what's the definition of a seller's market. You don't have to apply the Boost. It's optional. And it's a program that I created many years ago for corporate relocation companies where the transferee had a really short period of time to get their property sold. If they didn't get it sold, they'd lose their bonus. And I came up with this program. Again, basically, it's just a lot more stuff that's going on beyond our basic program. And I'll share with you, our basic is still far advanced from other firms. We've made promotion of a property, I'd call it a bit of a science, and to say how creative can we be to think outside the box versus just letting the house rot or sit and wait for somebody else to get it done, which our industry has been accused of before by many a seller. But if you're in a real pent-up demand marketplace, then you just don't need the Boost. You certainly don't, the extra quarter of a percent. Instead of being one, it's 1.25. And however, you certainly don't need 3%. As I said before, almost everything the realtor does, if you really test it and ask the agent questions, you'll find out that one thing after the other they do. Our industry is self-promotion masked as seller promotion. It's just you got to know how to ask the questions to find out, wait a second, is that for your benefit or my benefit? And so the Boost is it's a pure marketing program to find the buyer and or, if you will, find the agent with the buyer. And when we're in a marketplace where there's an oversupply of sellers, you'd better step it up for what it's worth. The emphasis is actually on find the agent that has the buyer. In a marketplace where there's an oversupply, it's hard to find the buyer. But that buyer is potentially in the car with a realtor driving around. There's just way too much inventory for them to get to you. And they pass on seeing it. So our job, any listing agent's job, is to find the agent with the buyer. Sellers have almost always said over the years, for my last three decades, and that is, what are you going to do to find the buyer? What are you going to do to find the buyer? It's not generally the right question in a marketplace where there's an oversupply of sellers. It's, what are you going to do to find the agent that probably has our buyer? And when it's a really hot market, you might find a buyer looking online by themselves, because houses are selling so fast, they're just every day they're looking. Honey, are you looking at the houses? Are you looking at the houses? Anything new come up today? And oftentimes they'll call a listing agent directly in a really hot market, sometimes thinking they're going to get a brokerage fee savings. Now, we do that because we don't charge the listing agent, the buyer's agent side in that case. But a lot of companies are like, no, we're going to still get both ends. So in a really hot market, that's why buy owners sometimes succeed in a really hot market. The buyers will go straight to the buy owner. In a bad market, it's hard to sell buy owner. And same thing with realtors. It's hard to sell a property in a quadrant. I was doing a study recently in the quadrant. There was around 29 or 30% of the properties even sold. In other words, 7 out of 10 listings with the big brands, 6 month listings, whatever they had, those properties were not selling. 7 out of 10 properties. And is it, was it because they weren't marketing geniuses or the marketplace was bad? What was the reason that these houses would sit there? So, you know, again, we can give you the data on your property so you could tell how hot it is and how hot, whatever. Is it a buyer's market, a seller's market? And so the boost program is just a quarter of a point different. And you go, when do I apply the boost? Again, it would just be when you're looking in a marketplace where there's a shortage of buyers, oversupply of sellers, and the opposite is true. You don't need boost if you have all the numbers working in your favor, because that's when buy owners sometimes succeed, and as well as realtors succeed more. And they fail with their listings when they can't figure out how to do it. All right. So that's the boost. It's only applied when necessary, and it's an optional program.